Joined by Michael Walters. Michael, a disappointing night for the team. You're in the rooms there for a while. What was the message from the coach?
Yeah, no, well, we haven't had a meeting yet, so all the boys doing the recovery because we have a six-day break, so we're just focusing on the six-day break, and I'm sure, you know, we're staying back, so I'm sure the meeting will be back at the hotel.
What did you make of the night? Started well, and then Melbourne really took control after about the first 5-10 minutes. How difficult was it to try and get back in the game after that?
Yeah, it was tough. AFL footy, if you don't throw the first punch, or you let the opposition get three or four goals ahead, it's going to be tough to get back. No matter where you play, no matter how you play. So, in the second half it was a bit better. We wanted to focus on what we wanted to focus on, and we just wanted to compete and. Try and make the scoreboard look more respectable.
How did you turn it around in the second half in terms of restricting Melbourne scoring?
Yeah, I think just sticking to our structures and focusing on what we want to focus on, as I said. We wanted to compete. We wanted to try and get the game on our terms. We let them in the first half run and gun a bit on us, and they were kicking around a fair bit, especially playing down forward. It seems like we were just chasing Butt all day, so... we didn't throw the first punch, they did, and all credit goes to Melbourne. Conditions was not a factor. We played in the same conditions as Melbourne did, and they were just a better team tonight.
It's been well documented. You had the tough start to the year, you're losing 10 straight. Your last month had actually been pretty positive. I mean, how are you feeling now about this latter stage of the season? Obviously, tonight is another setback.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we got 6 days to work on it, figure out what we need to do to beat our next opposition. So we'll go through this week thoroughly. As you said, our last couple of weeks has been pretty good. We've had some younger boys that came into the team and step up and figure out the game of AFL footy. So it's been good, but we still have plenty of room to move and plenty of room to improve.
What about your own role? We saw you drifting across half back at certain stages tonight. Is that something that you're looking to add into your game, that ability to push further up the field?
Nah, I think I'm too short to play down back, but I was more in the midfield. As I said, Melbourne were running and gunning, and the defence, they wanted to pump a fair bit. So I was playing midfield at the time, and the mids just have to get back and help. We just can't leave it up to the defence because... As I said, the first half they jumped the gun, they got all over us, and the defence were under the pump from the start. So it's not just the defence fault; it's everyone. Everyone, as far as the forwards, the mids, we all need to slide back and help out.
Nathan Burke up in the box identified Connor Blakely as one of the young midfielders that showed a bit tonight and has done really for the last month or so. Can you tell us a little bit about him and his development?
Yeah, Connor, he came in, he worked his butt off back in the waffle level for Pure Thunder, and. All credit to him. I played a bit of footy with him back at Swan Districts as well. He's a good player. He's in and under. As I said, all the credit goes to him because he's worked his butt off. He's got stronger in the gym. I back him in every time to put his body on the line. So he's more that Dave Mundy type of player. So he's been working pretty well with Dave and working on his game as well.
And just finally, you didn't get the result, but the experience of coming up here and playing footy in the top end, how do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We came up 2 days early, so I got to see a little bit of the scenery. And I haven't played up here since State 15, so I was eager to get up here. I've got a lot of family up here, and I've got a lot of friends as well. So it's also good to see them because, very rarely do we get a chance to come up here and play.
All right, Michael Wilder's got Geelong next week. All the best, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.